Out.
I'm Brenda Dennehy.
I'm Julie Haynes.
And this is Left on Red.
Hello and welcome back to Left on Red. Woof, 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 Julie. Did I just do that? You know what I'm on about. Woof, 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 bow, wow, wow, woof, woof.
Woof, woof, woof. I'm there sitting in my car.
Where is any sign of the doggy?
No, he's been babysat by my brother. Sean. Sean is like, every time you call her, you want me to babysit. If it's not the twins, it's
and
the
come dog. Here for context, I suppose I opened up there now because the major news this week is that Julie is after buying a little puppy, a little dog, a little Westie. Yeah, you can fill them in on the situation. And remember now, not everyone will have seen your Instagram, so I suppose give them context on where you found the dog, how you got the dog, etc.
So my mum, it's a family dog. We have Rio now the last 11 years and he's also a Westie. But Rio thinks he's a real life baby. Like when he stays over at my house, Rio gets into the bed with me. And not only does he sleep on the bed, he also goes under the duvet covers and all. He's so funny. We adore Rio. But Rio lives with my mum and the twins are absolutely obsessed with dogs. So they've been begging and begging and begging for years. I'm like, no way, no way, no, no, no. So last week I had up a video of myself and Rio in bed, again, Rio under the duvet. And a lovely follower texted me and was like, Julie, you have to give Rio a friend. And she sent me a picture of her doggy, her Westie, after having pups. And no, this was a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, oh my God, if you are selling them, leave me know. So she said I would. So I was keeping an eye on her page anyways. And next thing she texted me during the week and she said, Julie, we're actually selling the pups. I said, look, I want a male. The reason why I wanted a male is because poor old Fionn, he thinks that the girls are ganging up on him because there's myself and Aaron Rose and then just him. He's the only boy in the house. So I said, look, do you have a male pup? And she said, I do. I have two. One, she has her own kid. Like she goes, my kid's named the two of them George and the other fella is called Stitch. And my Erin Rose loves Stitch at the moment. So I said, keep me Stitch and I'll revolute you the money. So I revoluted her the money and I went down to Clorrigan and Kerry the next day and I picked him up. So from today, like as I'm chatting to you now, the twins still didn't see him. I'm surprising them tomorrow.
Oh my God, what time are you surprising them tomorrow?
So I got the dog yesterday.
So that would have been Wednesday. Today is Friday. We're recording this on a Friday. So that'll be Wednesday evening. Yeah. Went down.
So I got him Wednesday night. Yeah. So my mom took the twins from me because like that I had to drive down to Kerry. And like that drive for me is about 2 hours for me. 2 hours down, 2 hours back. So my mom took the twins down to Gary Vaux. They're going back to school on Wednesday. So this is kind of their last weekend down there. So my mom said, look, leave them with me till Saturday. And that way then it's just you and the doggy at home. And he's just getting familiar with the environment. And like that now I got him a crate. I never done crate training in all my life. Like never, ever did I put a dog into a crate. And I was like, I don't think I can do this. I was bawling crying thinking of the little puppy in the crate being scared. I'd put Fiona and Aaron Rose into the crate quicker than the dog. Like, so, but everyone was in my ear like, no, get the crate. It's when she's so good. So I did. I bought the crate then yesterday. So, we're just finding our feet, the two of us. And I'm going to collect the twins now tomorrow from Gary Vaux, bring them home, and I'll surprise them with Rocco. I'm hoping to call him Rocco.
And come here, are you going to put him into like a box with a ribbon or what you're going to do?
I don't know. I'd say he'd make an awful lot of noise if I put him into the box. Like he'd be whinging and stuff, you know, or maybe barking, or I don't know. So I'll see. I'll see what way he is. I am going to try the box and the ribbon, but I don't know. I'll see.
And they have no idea whatsoever. They have none. Like they didn't, when you're on the phone to them, they didn't hear him crying in the background or anything like that.
No, and I keep sending my mom pictures and videos and my mom keeps running into the other room then in the mobile home and she's looking at them and she's only a week for herself. I actually had to collect Fionn there earlier because Fionn does speech and language, so I brought him up to the hospital for that. I was actually bursting to tell him. All I wanted to do was tell him, like, don't tell Aaron Rose, but I have something to tell you, or bring him to meet the dog up in Sean's house. But I was like, nah, I won't. I'll wait and I'll need one more sleep and they get to
They're
meet him.
They're going
like,
to burst.
Come around, this crate training is that.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about the crate training as well before. And people were like, oh, when I got Winston, they were all like, oh, get the crate. I was like, why do I need that? Because when we had, I'm going to reveal here now, when we had Jake, we didn't do any of that. And our dog before that, his name was, drum roll please, Rocco. Rocco the Labrador for 13 years in Ballydesmond. So you can't say I'm copying you and anything. If you're copying the same name of the dog that we had, so Rocco was our Labrador. I sent you a picture, the image of Jake, like the exact same dog.
Image. And it's so weird because I never knew you had Rocco, a dog yeah. called Rocco. Ever.
Oh, Rocco,
never.
We were. Like, it's never. Mad because Rocco was 13, Jake was 15. That's 28 years. I've had a dog for more than half of my life. We've had dogs more than half our life. Mm. So, yeah, Rocco was a beaut. Like, me and my sister even chatting about him last night. Now, we still miss him. Beautiful dog. But with Jake and Rocco, we never did any of that either. The crate training. So when I got Winston, I was like, sure, why do you want to do... Why am I doing that? Whatever. But your Rocco, he's so much better than Winston. When Winston was in the crate, Jesus Christ, the howling he was doing. He was unbelievable. The screeching. I had to move. When the house I was renting in Ballincollig, my room was directly above where he was downstairs. I had to move rooms. I had to move the different part of the house. I couldn't. He settled after a while, but you know the way now, I was buying like all these kind of hot water bottles and doing all these tricks and put the clock in with him to hear his mother's heart and all this. Nah, none of it. No.
Nothing. Yeah, see, so much. Rio was like that though. I remember when we collected Rio, it was 11 years ago, and he was howling coming up in the car. He was vomiting and all the creature, like, but this fella, I was buying the bed, like a lovely fluffy bed, and I put the fluffy bed on the passenger chair and I put Rocco then into the bed as I was driving home. He slept
That's
the whole
unreal.
Way. Not a pure slob, an absolute slob. But he came from a family, so his mom and dad are Westies as well, and they're still living in the house. But the family have three young kids as well. And so the kids were playing with him. And like, he's so friendly. Like, he's like great patience as well. So he's a great little thing. Like last night, now I put him in the crate for the first night. On his own. And he's like a newborn, aww. I swear to God. So 4 o'clock, I heard him whinging. I ran downstairs and I put him outside. He did a big wee. Then again, at 6 o'clock, he started. So I ran downstairs, opened the crate, brought him outside. He'd done a poo. Like, I nearly have him trained.
Brilliant. And... because
neither.
Of course they won't pee or they won't poo like usually inside in their crate because it's their house.
It's their house. Because the first night now on the Wednesday night I got him, I obviously just left him down the kitchen. I didn't want to get into the habit of bringing him up to the bed. Yeah. So I left him in the kitchen, but just in his fluffy bed. Sure, I woke up when I got up the next morning, there's piss and poo all over the feckin' kitchen. Look, and I didn't mind. But this crate training, it's a game changer. Oh my God, like.
Oh my God, the twins are going to feckin' burst tomorrow when they see him. They're going to die. And he's the exact same. Are all Westies only white?
I'd say so, yeah.
Someone else sounds going to be like, no, I've only ever seen white Westies. What age is Rio now? The Rio Olympics.
11. We got him. Do you remember the World Cup that we played in Rio? That's where we got his name because we got him that
weekend. And do you know what as well? Actually, it'll be a nice... and I'm not being morbid or anything like that, but it'll be nice because Rio's 11, so, you know, he's at the later stages of his life, so it'll be nice to have a dog, we'll say, you know, in later years and stuff like that as well. That's what I suppose I got, Winston as well.
Yeah, and like that, like, we had I had Bruce for 12 years.
Hold on now, I'm actually not going to joke here now, but my dad's dog years ago was Bruce. What is going on? I swear to God. My dad before, like Bruce it was?
Bruce, oh my God. So we had Bruce. My dad got me Bruce when I was first born, the month of October. We had him for like 12 years or something. Then he passed and we got a golden Labrador.
Oh,
Matt.
Jesus.
We had him.
I'm not joking. Right. But we had another dog called Max for a while. I swear, but no, he was a weird old fella dog. I don't know what happened to him, but he was a bit of a creep. No, I know that's weird, but you know the way some dogs, there's an energy off them. I don't know what the situation was. Yeah, Max, you'll tell me now next year, a dog called Winston.
Max. I've watched it. And come here. Yeah, Electric Picnic, we found out about our name. So you had a nan called... you had a nana called
Julia.
Julia. And my nan was called Julia. And that's why I'm called Julie.
I'm sure my sister
nan.
Is Julie. And it's mad, sister. Isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, we only found this
out last
week. It's
mad. In the meantime, now, right, Julie's inside in her car recording, right? I'm in London in Spotify Studios. Where are you parked up? Because she's doing some awful looking out the window.
The fucking bunny.
Oh, is it a bee?
A bee flew in the window. What?
Come here, where are you parked?
I'm in Clyne somewhere.
What's going on in Clyne? You know what it says? It's something you've told me off air.
I was dropping film back.
Oh,
from,
yeah, grand. I thought maybe we were going meeting a fella. What's the update?
So I went on 2 days in 1 week with the same guy.
Christ, go on.
Yeah, I know.
The same fella. Go on, spill.
The same fella. So I was with him last night now as well. I couldn't go out too long now because it's a doggy. So I got one of the girl's daughters to one of my friend's kids came down to my house. Like, she's in fifth year now. And she babysat Rocco for me whilst I went out for a couple of hours.
Oh, good woman. Brilliant. And how did you get on?
Yeah. Right, like, you know, the first date, like, was lovely, like, and all that, but, like, it's a lot of chatting and, like, just, you know, getting to know one another, I suppose. But then the second one, we kind of knew each other, but we didn't, so there was a lot more chat, but more in depth. With
Well, do you know, on the first date, I know you spilled a good bit on your Instagram. For anyone who might have missed your Instagram, how did you get on with the first date? Well, it must have been good that you met him again, but, like, was there any awkwardness, or did he put, like, he didn't put the hand behind the steering or the seat? But he did have the legs between, he did have the steering wheel between the legs.
The steering wheel. Do you know what I mean when I say that?
Yeah, it's sexy, all right.
But he does listen to the podcast. Well, he listened to a couple of episodes. So when he asked me then to meet again, I said, I will meet you again, but there's a condition. He was like, what? And I was like, you're not allowed to listen to the podcast.
Well, he's 100%. He's got the bell on. He's 100% listening to this now.
Yeah, because last night we were walking somewhere and he was like, I knew I was taller than you. I was like, fucking listen.
Well, how tall was he? Because I know I was kind of taking the mic there on that. How tall was he?
Way tall, like, way taller
Six
than
foot?
Me. Five? No, wouldn't be, no. I was just saying, like, I was in runners. He was in runners as well, like, and yeah, so they are Max's bubble on, but I just, still taller than me. But, and then I stood up on my tippy toes and I was like, oh, just in case I'm wearing high shoes, you know, and he would have been still
brilliant.
Taller
well,
than
actually,
me.
Career as well. You'll be thinking of that there now. You'll be proud of my bit of a stalking story, right? So I was on Bumble, right? And then I seen, see, this is it. Men are silly at times. So I was on Bumble, right? Matching away there now, very busy the last week or so, matching men and all that kind of stuff, right? I might have a date later on. But do you know what? I think the date later on, I think he's a bit of a time waster, you know. I think he's a bit of, and if he is, he's getting, do you know what? I'm going to just delete the number completely and I'm going to just, like, we'll say block it. So I'll never know again if he's messaged me. I don't know. I think he's a bit of a time waster, but look, we'll see what happens. But I matched a guy anyway and he had a running top on, right? And he was at a race and we'll say, like, it was 2149. Do you know the way when you're running? Like, do you know the way I'm doing the marathon to give you a number and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, went in, got the number anyway, saw the number, right? And I said, I'll go back and find the race, right? Of course I did. I said, I'll check it out, right? Because I said, there's something sus about this lad anyway. So anyway, his name on Bumble was Dan anyway. Phoned him out anyway, right? Not Dan at all. His name is Michael and was married. Yes.
What?
So I went on, right? We'll say, when I see a fella's running and stuff like that, right? We'll say, like, I'm drawn to that then. If they're like, if they're into running, I'm like, oh, he's a good match for me. Or if they kind of like the gym or whatever, that kind of stuff. You know, if they work in television or radio, great match for me. Seen the number, right? Got the number. Name up was Dan, right? And then went in, found the number, right? Because I checked the race and a different name altogether, a different person married. Through the number.
And you know that when you found his name, then did you just put like Google him or Facebook?
Married. Yeah.
And you found it. And was it the correct picture?
Yeah, it was the exact same fella. It was the exact same fella. Found it through the number. Are you that thick? Because the odd time when I've been running in Cork, if I had seen, like, the odd time, like, we'd see someone now, there were good runners from Lee Valley. Is it the Lee Valley Club and all that kind of stuff? And Talker, you'd see the number, you'd be like, oh, what's your man's name there? And sure, you'd check up the race and you put it in, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's his name. That's who he is. Of course, I'm going to do it.
I can't. But, like, how, like, London. It's big, I understand, but like it's small as well at the same sense. Like, how did he think he was going
but
to get
away
with it?
But you see, they probably think because it's so big. And as well, my radius is a couple of hundred miles. I'm not just London, do you know? I'm not just London. But look, there's another one. But you know what's hilarious now? I've around three or four matched and none of them have texted me back today. Do you know the way?
Did you text
I matched them all, right? And it's my opportunity to text them first. I've messaged them because see that I go all out or not. I'll probably delete the app now in a few days, all right? Because I'm trying to forget about the other fella that I liked, right? I'm trying to forget about him. So I suppose I kind of used the substitutes then for something else. The other fella, now I was meant to meet later on. I did kind of like him, but I've got this, when I was coming into Spotify, I said to myself, I think he's a bit of a time waster, you know? I got this awful kind of feeling in the pit of my stomach. But to be honest, I'm so exhausted I could do it just going home today, to be honest. So then
Yeah, but are you just trying to make up excuses for yourself?
I know.
Even with my fella now.
Yeah, go on.
I'm like, Era, I don't like him because he done even stupid little thing. I was like, oh, go away. And I'm like, why am I trying to turn myself off him? Like, you know?
Well, yeah, you see, this is the thing. And I did a story and I come in. I said, like, anyone else, Jewel, they look forward to a date. They're all excited. They go pampering themselves and all. The two of us wake up. Oh, no, I'm sick of that. No, I don't want it to happen. Hope he cancels. But then when they... if he does turn out to be a time waster, I'm like, that fucker, I'll be on next week going, that time waster now and everything, you know? So you can't win.
Yeah. Yeah, like when I met your man now last night, he was wearing a lovely coat, a lovely clothes and a lovely coat. I was like, fuck, like I've not now to be like, oh God, ugly shoes or whatever, because he was lovely, you know? And I was like, I'm trying to find something that I'm like, nah, not for me.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
You know, just... I don't know, I'm scared.
No,
of my
I get
life.
It. And actually, there was a fella last week, I ended up kind of having a fight with him. We were just after giving me his number, but in a few minutes, but you see, I got a bit defensive. And he was like, are you out the weekend? And I said, no, because were you drinking the weekend? And I said, I don't drink. And he said, what? Question mark, you're Irish. And that does annoy me, right? That does. Oh, yeah, I sent you on the message. That does annoy me. Yeah. And then I was like, what do you mean by that? And he was like, oh, God, this is getting really awkward or something like that. I goes, what do you mean by that? And of course, I suppose I was a bit sensitive because I have a drink problem myself, you know, but I was like, what do you mean by that? But it kind of annoyed me because I'm like, not all of us Irish people are feckin' pissheads. I know, no. Like, I'm not one to talk. But sometimes I enjoy going down having a bit of a fight with them, you know. And I was getting a bit high from that now because I was like, you're an old bollocks. I was saying to myself, Paul, anyway, didn't want to meet you anyway. You know what I mean? I was like, nah. He was like, oh, he said this conversation is going to be tough work. And I said, you're not man enough to say what you were going to say, I said. And all this kind of stuff. And then I was like, well, I said to myself, that's another one gone. But look, I actually think I'm meant to be single. But anyway, oh my God, hold on. I'm actually getting a Bumble notification. One new match. There's one fella that I really do like. Oh no, it's some other fella. No. Do you know when you see a few fellas? Oh, this fella. Right. No, God, no, it's not the one I wanted. I tell you something there. Give you an ick, right? Well, I did the cardiac steps in Killarney last week, right? This will give you the ick, right? So if anyone has something, do you know what's up near Tark? No, people say they did Tark. There's two different things. Did you do the cardiac steps?
I put up my stories and people were...
Oh yeah, brilliant. Yeah, well, see, some people think they're doing them and they're not. But anyway, I did them anyway last week, but I was dying to go for a wee, right? And there's a certain spot. There's a certain spot you can go. But anyway, I had Julia the Mini Cooper. And do you know what was weird, right? You'll get this because I wanted to go for a wee for ages. But you know the way when you've got... Do you know the way before if you've got a car or a Jeep? Do you know the way your Jeep? Now you've the two doors that you can go for a wee in between them.
Yeah.
The Jula only had one door, so I couldn't do it anywhere. Do you know what I mean? I couldn't park up and do it. Yeah. I couldn't do anything. So I was like, you're just going to have to go, we'll say, in a ditch somewhere. So I was around 6 or 7 minutes in, right? Looked around everywhere, right? Looked around, and I'd always have a tissue or something. Looked around everywhere, and I said, I'd go into the little spot on the left hand side just before the steps. People will know it. Anyway, you know it's coming here now. Now usually I wear shorts, but I actually had leggings on, and that's more effort. You know, if you're wearing shorts, you can do it quicker. But no, I pulled them down and thought I was all on my own. Nope, turned off the music on my phone and everything. So I was bent over anyway, and what happens? Some fella passes me and sees me full on blown weeing. And do you know what the thing is, right? Do you know the way you'd get up? You'd be like, oh shit. Do you know what I mean? Be like, there was no point.
I was just kind of looking,
like he's seen the whole thing. Do you know what I mean? I kind of think like I was, kind of.
Yeah.
Do you know when that happens? That just, there was no point. There was no point because when you're caught in the act,
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jesus. And what did you?
No, he kind of saw me and just kind of pretended he didn't see me. You know, he was mortified for me. That's what I do to someone as well. Well, I probably go, oh my God, don't worry, I didn't see you. And I'm like, oh my God, pretend it didn't happen. I probably react like that, you know? Do you know what? We haven't had a time to even talk about what happened at EP. I know the last episode now was the Electric Picnic one. Julie, we needed a few edits out of that because something, I don't know what it is, right? Some people come to life on stage. Me and Julie do, but life in a really not so good way. We actually, something happens us. We just go wild.
Wild? Like, I be telling my biggest secret on stage. Oh my God, at this stage then, I was after sending, no, what happened was we were on our way to Electric Picnic and I was Snapchatting my fella. And he snapped all along. I was just getting pictures of his like shoe or his pants or his work fan or whatever. And he Snapchatted me his face. So Brenda was driving. And I was like, Brenda, look, this is a picture, a Snapchat picture of him. So Brenda pulled into a garden, made me hold the screen so the picture of him wouldn't come off my phone. Then Brenda got out her phone, took a picture of my fella and saved it to her phone. So we were on the stage anyways. Brenda decided to get out her phone and show everyone. I'd say there was like 200 people in the tent.
More.
A picture of my fella.
Yeah?
More, yeah.
I was like, what are you doing? I was like, hold on there now, lads. I'll just get the phone. And you were just looking at me. Like, hold on. And I started swinging around in front of everyone. But Julie, it just happened. But you know what the funny thing is? You were just kind of looking at me. You didn't even, you were like the moving statue as always. You didn't even try and get the phone off me. You were just, I was just swinging it up and down and people were loving it. I did it around 3 times.
You kept doing it.
And then Joe, our poor manager, started doing chanting then for Joe, getting him up on stage. Joe, yeah. Joe. Like you were looking at me again. Like, I don't know what the fuck happens to us.
We were like two lunatics up on that stage. I came off and I was like, it was 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I was still voice note, and you'd be like, Brenda, do you know what you said as well? XYZ. And I said XYZ. Oh my God, I'm actually so embarrassed.
And do you know what the thing is? When we do the show in the Opera House on the 6th of September, limited tickets, by the way, the same shit will happen where I'll say something or you'll say something. And then we'll be looking at each other going, what the fuck did you say that for? Something just happens to us.
It's wild. I don't know, the nerves or what. We just blurt out everything. Anything.
There was a few insults thrown as well. You know when we were doing the Mr. and Mrs.
Oh yeah, what was that? Yeah, who was the first one to have a... Who be one more likely to have a one-night stand?
Yeah, and then there was...
Did you say you?
I think I did. Oh, did you say?
I said you.
Come here. A woman should be able to free to do whatever she wants. But no, I would say you. Are you seriously saying me? Yeah. Not at all. No. Jesus, no.
Come right, very short memory.
That wasn't tonight.
Exactly. That was the new one too.
Come here, as if you can talk. You're worse. No, I'd say no. That record no belongs to you. That record belongs to you.
In fairness,
we did what? There was another one that we had as well that was quite funny. Was it the laziest? In fairness, no, you said you were the laziest, didn't you?
Yeah, but I'm not far behind you.
I actually felt bad because I was like, well, you're not lazy because, you know, you've got the kids and you're always doing something. No, you've the little dog. No, you've got little Rocco.
It's a lovely name, isn't it?
How did you come up with the name Rocco? Just came into your head?
I just came into my head because I wanted something to go with Rio. So I think Rio and Rocco has a lovely ring to it.
And you know when they meet? Imagine when they meet. Do you think Rio will be a bit like, who's this fella?
I doubt it. My mum has asked me that as well yesterday, but Rio was always the baby until the twins came along. And his nose wasn't out of place either when the twins came into the house. You know, he was fine. So I'd say he'd be fine with this fella now as well.
Or Jake was actually very good to Winston because Jake had been home for 13 years without Winston. This is my gaff now. And then Winston, but you know what's funny actually? Will he have pups? Rio didn't have pups or anything like that. He's not a dad or anything, is he?
No, I'd probably get a new shirt. Yeah.
Winston, my mom was telling me a story there about Winston not so long ago and basically... It kind of turned out like we were talking about Winston maybe, you know, getting in the act like sex, whatever. Not sex, but you know what I mean? Do you know the way they hump things, dogs, sometimes? And straight away to my mother, I was like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. He's a virgin. He's a virgin, right?
Yeah.
But then my mother was like, I'm just telling you. And then she said, Julie said the exact same. Julie, my sister, because me and Julie, my sister, are very, I don't know what it is. Whenever it comes to that kind of thing, we're like, we don't want to hear it. Do you know the way people see dogs humping stuff and they think it's hilarious? If I saw Jake, there's a few pups. People say there's a few pups going around that are Jake's. I don't want to know about it because to me, Jake and Rocco, Bruce, all of them, they were all virgins. Winston is a virgin. He wasn't doing anything to that cushion. He just was sleeping in an awkward position. Are you not like that? We'll say no, if you saw Rocco getting an arm with a cushion, would you think it's funny? Yeah.
It's very awkward. Well, especially if my mom or someone's in the room.
Can you imagine if he started doing it to some fella's leg? We'll say you're a fella now. What if we'll say in a couple of weeks' time, if you bring your fella over, right? and Rocco starts going at his leg, what will you be like?
I'm fucking tired, at least.
Ah, oh, you're disgusting. You're actually sick. There's a name for people like that. You're actually disgusting. No, but would you not be mortified? Oh, if Winston did that to some fella, I'd be like, get off now.
Yeah, no, I would. Yeah, no, it's embarrassing. Like, it's, but like, remember years ago, like, not Max now, but our Bruce, like, years ago, my mom and dad would open the front door and Bruce would go for a little walk by himself all around the lock and everything. Like, dogs
just to go for the, like, going on a night out, like, getting it on. Yeah, I know.
No, then he passed away and we got Max the Labrador. Now, he was never allowed to do that. We'd always walk him every single day. But years ago, you just opened the front door and all the dogs used to be just roaming around the street.
Yeah, I suppose, look, that's the city slickers. You know, we kind of had our dogs kept in, you know, wouldn't. Well, no, Jake did escape. We wouldn't leave him go, but they'd escape the odd time. We'll say if they'd run out the gate or something, someone was opening the gate, they'd run out, you know, but they'd always find their way back. Yeah. Poor little Winston, I don't know, now, if he escaped, I don't know where he'd go, but he'd find his way back because he hasn't really been out that much. Because he's a big backyard all the time.
Yeah. No, same with like Rio and Rocco. Jesus, we'd never leave them off the leash. Or Max, like, but like, I remember our first dog, the Bruce that we had for the first 12 or 13 years, he's like, I'd be out the lock with my friends and I'd see him walk past.
Would you not be like, what are you doing there, Max? Bruce, sorry.
I'm like, all right, Bruce. And I give him a rope and he'd go, but he'd always find his way home then. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, no.
But that was awful.
Yeah,
to go
maybe.
Back,
so was he down in Max heavy a few pints or something?
He might go down to the gallows or something. Yeah. Was it the first dog I picked up in there?
I probably know Mox better and stuff like that.
But anyway, talking about EP, and then remember Joe asked us who got the most work done in their face. Come here. I know, and everyone was shouting me, but like, you're not far behind me.
I did get the second part of the non-surgical rhinoplasty. I mean, I feel like I should get a job in CSU now for knowing the medical term rather than a nose job. Yeah, I know. But that's only my nose. Come here, you got your chins and your eyelid and you get filler. I'm looking at your face here. The lips, are the lips done as well? You've got the fake eyelashes. You've got the fake eyelashes. You've got the hair extensions, which I do as well. No.
And you filler, in your nose.
I only have on this face now. All I have now currently is the nose. A bit of Botox. That's it. You've got Botox as well. I'm older than you, so I should be allowed to get a bit of Botox.
Oh, come here. I have something to tell you.
What? You're seeing a young fella.
You're going to fall off the chair. Yeah.
How young? Are you taking the piss now to me? Is it my young fella?
I was about to tell you this earlier. He's younger than me.
It's not my fella, is it?
I said, wait.
No, you don't know my fella.
No.
Go on. I don't even have a fella. They're all ghosting me. That prick still hasn't texted me. Go on, for tonight.
No, what age is he? He's not as young as your fella now. There's a year.
Oh, for God's sake, almighty. I thought you were going to be like Elizabeth Taylor or something. That's nothing.
No, but I'm still laughing. Well, it's not in you, because you're what, 10
well,
years?
Well, yeah, it is actually 10 to be honest. I was upping the age on Bumble to 49, but they're all a bit too old. But I was like, that's what you look like to your young fella. But is it your own fella's a year younger, or is it another fella? Your own fella.
My own fella, my fella that I was with last night.
Oh, you're a cougar, so.
I'm a cougar, girl.
I was watching Celebs Go Dating. I know you probably don't watch it, but remember Rosie from Carnation Street? She's on it. And I was like going, go on, Rosie, girl. Helen Flanagan's her real name. She's 33, 34 now. And the fella she was snogging, oh my God, I said snogging, sorry. She was shifting.
That's a disgusting word.
I think snogging is way better here than saying shifting. Shifting is like you're doing turf or something like that. Whereas she was...
We'd say mauling.
We'd say shifting, innit? But look, she was sucking the face off a fella. And he was only 23.
Yeah.
And this is on national television. And like, she's... I know no one might have been for views, but I was a bit like, Jesus. She was mauling the face off him now. So, and that was 11 years. Whereas my fella's only 10 years. And I'd say he's well gone as well. Do you know in that mode where you've so... Do you know what happens? You've got so many, you're texting so many, and then there's none. I have that. I'm in that state now. There's not one single person replying to me. There's none. That's bad.
So
isn't that bad? And then, do you know what? Now, they'll all text now tomorrow when I'm doing something. I'm like, no, back off, man. No, yeah, I've right.
We're awful with the
I know, but no,
playing,
I'm not too.
We?
But you see, we'd be playing games at them, but they don't be playing games at us. They have no idea. But yeah, no, but come here. I'm actually delighted with the results of my nose.
Oh, come here,
do you, think so now, isn't it, Jewel? Isn't it?
Yeah, but sure, I got it done. I
you did. Well, look, if that's grand. You took the same name as Rocco, Bruce and Max. I mean, where's Winston? You're going to get a cat now and call it Winston.
My tennis ball.
Do you know
ball,
what I mean? Fex it. Wasn't Winston the name of the ball in Castaway? Oh,
yeah,
God almighty.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll call my
God, it'll win, little gorgeous win. But yeah, so no, I'm delighted with the nose. And do you know what is funny? As we're talking about, when I was walking in, I was a bit like, those lines, I was doing Instagram stories and I was like, those lines. So I said to Fiore inside there, goes, come here, since you're going to batter me there. Not batter, but you know, so you can't exercise 24 hours after and yeah. I'd be, and you can't go to sleep for 4 hours after. So he goes, look, fill her up there, Fiore. So I got her to do the Botox as well.
How many areas did you get done? Oh, yeah, your forehead, in between
yeah,
neighbours.
Yeah, you need six or seven,
eyes,
is it?
I actually get Botox.
Do
you? Yeah, because what happened to me, I was so Botoxed up, I started to use my impression lines on my nose, or your body
yeah,
lines
yeah, yeah.
on your nose. And I was like, nah, I can't have that. So when I went back there a couple of weeks back, my Botox is a throat
oh, yeah.
as well in the nose. But she said that's very popular. She said because you can't move your forehead
yeah.
when you're talking. So you start moving
oh, yeah,
your nose.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And she said, yeah. So she said all the lines then start to form.
And
nose.
Then speaking of other stuff in your face, your teeth. Your teeth look great. Got them
oh,
shaved
yeah, got
down.
My teeth,
they look
yeah.
great.
I got them shaved down, yeah. Do you know what it was? They're actually very, I love them, but they're too long for me. So I went up to Grand Dental there 2 weeks ago and she had a look at, she'd looked at the teeth like and she examined them and she's like, yeah, they're just a bit too long for you. Like my bite mm-hmm. was all off. So I went back then yesterday and she filed them down for me. So they're
very good. Yeah,
perfect.
I've the composite veneers of them since last year as well and a great job. Great gang up there. And you know what? In
yeah.
fairness now,
yeah.
Colin Hones, what a guy. Do he does so much for the community up there, doesn't he? No, he
yeah,
really,
so
and I mean that now whenever we'd be looking for something on Red FM, he'd go out of his way, really, you know, trying to help people. And
I'm actually thinking I might get the Invisalign up there as well. They're doing some open day there in September and you're going to something like up to €1,000
oh,
off the
brilliant.
Invisalign. Yeah, so I might go up, I might get the Invisalign.
And
for
do you know
my
what I
teeth.
Think is huge? Do you know Abby Clancy? Do you know your man married to Peter Crouch? She got braces, right? And just about years ago, if you'd braces, people would be mocking you. I think they look very stylish. No, she got braces.
Yeah, it's all the go. Like, my Fiona and Erin Roseby asked me
yeah.
for bracelets for their teeth. And I'm like, what are they on about? But they're on about braces. But they call it
yeah.
the bracelets. Yeah, all the time. Yeah,
I had
like,
them.
Sure, like,
yeah, I had them 4 years ago at the train tracks, but like, I was getting awful bullying. You know what I mean? Oh, choo choo. You know
Did
what
you,
I mean?
Yeah.
Really mean oh. shit like that. Some little fecker. Yeah,
it's
like
awful.
One person in particular, you know? And then that same fella then tried
yeah.
to maul the face off me and Clarny years later. I'm like, can you not remember the bullying you were doing to my teeth? You little shit.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry. Right. Okay. Mm. While we are here, before we finish up, you mentioned Fionn and Erin Rose there a while ago. I can't wait until the video of you showing them the dog.
I know.
So cute. We're going to do Are You Smarter Than Your 6-Year-Old? All right. So, Julie,
yeah.
question number one. Spell chauffeur.
C-H-U-F-F-E-O-R.
No.
C-H-A-U-F-F-E-U-R.
Because the story on your Instagram was like, I'm like my mother's chauffeur, and you said chauffeur. Chuffer, yeah. I got it sent to me so many times, and all I replied to everyone was like, amazing, thank you so much, amazing. I mean, and for clarity, I do make spelling mistakes as well, and I'm not taking the piss. I'm not mocking you here, all right? You're very willing and obliging to do the quiz, aren't you, with the spellings as well, yeah? I get paranoid.
No, you actually force me.
I get paranoid. Well, you can do one on me, so.
No, because I forget No, because I forget.
You see, right, that's now, it, the right? Answers. Okay, speaking as we were doing, that's 0-1. As we're doing lots of talk about dogs today, all right? Two dogs ourselves as well. Yeah. What was the name of the dog in The Famous Five? We Are the Famous Five. He was a lovely little dog. I think he was like a sheepdog. Sheepdogs are lovely. No.
Rex.
Tea.
What does it begin with?
No.
Tiger?
There's a guy who does a podcast in Cork with the same name. No.
Terrence.
Yes! Timmy Long.
Yay!
Yeah. Timmy actually texted me earlier, so Timmy Long from the Long Haul podcast, to say that his wife Nicole is obsessed with our podcast. And she'd be dying laughing at it all the time. So that's why that question came into my head. So the Wolf Tones, this is question number three. The Wolf Tones, I mean, they like raised the roof in Electric Bacon last week. But can you name two members of the Wolf Tones? Are you still there?
Tom.
No. Well, yeah, kind of. Tommy Byrne. I thought you'd know this now with all your kind of rebel songs. It's all an act. It's
Tommy
all an act.
And Liam.
No. No. Brian, Noel and Tommy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so that is one out of three. Okay. This is your riddle. I love giving you the riddles. All right. No, actually, I'll give you the riddle as the last one. I just wanted to ask this one because AI seems to be taking over the world, and I heard a story on AI when I was coming into the studio today. But what does AI stand for?
Something intelligence.
Yeah, but what is it?
It is annual.
No.
Automatic?
You're getting one guess. Artificial. I think that's a half artificial, a point out of four. Right, this is a riddle. I can't wait for this one. Right, question number five. What has a neck but no head?
No. Turtle.
It's not
a
an
snail.
Animal, no.
I don't know what.
A bottle.
I don't know what. Oh, for God's sake. Heck,
no head. Yeah, so I think this is your worst ever.
It was an earth.
Hold on now. Number one. You didn't get so far. You didn't get the name of the Famous Five. Kind of. I'm going to give you 1 out of 5. It's pretty shit, to be honest.
I got half.
Yeah, it wasn't the best, though. It wasn't the best. No, it wasn't the best. It wasn't the best. Come here, before we finish up, the next time we will meet in person, it'll be me home for the Opera House show, the Opera House.
The Opera House. Opera
Limited
coming.
Tickets on Opera. Sale at podcastfestival.ie and the Cork Opera House, Opera House. We can't feckin' wait, we can't.
I was actually in the Opera House there yesterday with the twins, and I had I couldn't find their shoes, and they're in there with no shoes and socks, and we were like, I don't know what in there. I know, so I don't even know what
they
have.
In the pyjamas as well, I suppose.
I don't know. They were actually like nobody's children in there running around the place. Yeah, and then Erin Rose went up to the shop and asked for a load of sweets whilst I was chatting to somebody. It was just carnage.
The minute you
carnage.
Said sweets.
She was like, I want to go on stage. I'm always on the stage in
so
here.
So cute.
Yeah, anyways, limited tickets left. I think all downstairs is gone. We just have the last couple of rows upstairs. So that's the 6th of September. We have the after party booked and organised. So we'll have an after party, which we will announce on the night. And yeah, we can't wait to see you all there. It's going to be absolutely
It's going to be brilliant. Amazing. And I just checked there my phone for an update. Did your man text me? And he hasn't. So he's definitely after standing me up. So anyway, just done. That's a treat for the rest of the day.
At least you could go home.
Well,
and
I'm delighted that I can chill, but like he's getting the number is getting absolutely deleted, blocked the whole lot. I've given him several chances now. Several chances. You know what I mean? Look, it's content as well. Who wants a happy ending? I mean, if we'd a happy ending all the time, we'd have no podcast.
Yeah, and like my fella is too nice to be sure.
I don't say that, Jude. He's a good egg. He's a nice fella.
Yeah, I've just thought, no, he's too nice.
He'll be listening to this, so shut up, will you?
Don't be saying, no,
do you know the way now? You want to cop on there now because you're saying that, oh, you we'll meet again or we'll date again once you don't listen to the podcast. Do you actually think if he had a podcast and he said, no, Julie, we can only meet again if you don't listen to the podcast, will you stop? You'd be outside the studio trying to get in listening after stealing the tape. Fuck's sake. I was trying to say feck there and I said, fuck's sake. Anyway, until next week, gang, we will chat to you all then. I'm good.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait for another update. Yeah.
So I'm going to be very British and sign off saying, ta-ra, 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 my art, darling. Ta-ra. Bye.
No.
Bye.